Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. On Thursday, the Arcata Police Department responded to a report of a traffic collision in the 4700 block of West End Road. At the site of the accident, officers found 37-year-old Eureka resident Jeremy Vatican laying on the ground with major injuries. They learned that 19-year-old Trevor Sells was driving with his father and younger brother when his vehicle drifted to the wrong side of the road and struck Vatican from behind. He then lost control of the vehicle and crashed into a tree. Sells and his passengers sustained minor injuries. Vatican was transported to St. Joseph Hospital in Eureka for further treatment of his injuries, which are not considered to be life-threatening. Impairment was not a factor in the collision. Fortuna police have identified the property belonging to at least a dozen burglary victims following a traffic stop on Thursday. The driver, 42-year-old Sandra Belial, is an individual very familiar to Eel River law enforcement. A Fortuna officer pulled over Belle Isle on South Fortuna Boulevard on Thursday and noticed suspicious items on the passenger seat. The officer reports Belle Isle admitted to having stolen checks in her purse, and a search of the vehicle turned up stolen mail and other items taken during burglaries. A search warrant was obtained and Belle Isle's residence was searched, and additional stolen items, including credit cards, altered personal checks, and other property, were found. Belle Isle was booked into county jail, and Fortuna police are looking to return the stolen items to more than a dozen burglary victims. On Thursday, Mendocino County Sheriff's detectives, along with the Mendocino Crimes Task Force, served a search warrant at a residence in the 46,000 block of Bourne's Gulch Road in Gualala. The property belonged to 54-year-old Gualala resident Russell Dean Haber. During the search, deputies were able to locate approximately 8,000 pornographic images of children on Haber's computer. It was determined that Haber was distributing these images to others through the use of a computer file-sharing network. Haber was sent to the Mendocino County Jail to be held on $15,000 bail. On Tuesday, the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office issued a silver alert and a be on the lookout for 75-year-old Ukiah resident Elna Koopman. Koopman's family considered her an at-risk missing person, and agencies across the state were notified. "We can report a happy ending for Mrs. Koopman. On Thursday, Koopman's son, having tracked his mother's credit card, found that it had been used, first in San Jose, and then to rent a motel room at a Comfort Inn in Vallejo. Koopman's son called the inn and spoke with his mother, and then drove down to meet her. The bolo was canceled, and Mrs. Koopman is back with her family." The Redwood chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union has selected Richard Salzman of Arcata as their 2012 Patriot of the Year. Salzman was honored at an event held at the Unitarian Fellowship Hall in Bayside. For more information on the local chapter of the ACLU, contact their office. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. It was 3 weeks ago when the county SWAT team was dispatched to assist the Eureka Police Department in the apprehension of two wanted felons out of Fresno. Sheriff Mike Downey commented on how the SWAT team was assembled and how it allows for flexibility when pursuing cases.
Well, what we've done is we've allowed six or eight Eureka officers onto the SWAT team. And with that, we've been able to put out between 18 and 20 man SWAT team at any time. And that gives us the advantage of running more than one operational period by splitting the team.
Downey also pointed out that the deployment of the SWAT team is used as a last resort and not in the fashion one would normally imagine.
A SWAT team, everybody has the idea that their main mission is to go in and bust down doors and arrest people and pull them out. Their main mission is to surround, call out, and intimidate. The last resort we want to have to do is to have to go in and take someone out by force.
The county's multi-agency SWAT team is deployed when needed by law enforcement throughout the North Coast region. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.